Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, Austin is joining us on second date update here with Thunder and PT. And Austin, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Good, good, good. What is going on with Morgan? What can you tell us about her?
Well, Morgan and I, we went on a really nice date, and we had a great time, but then she ghosted me. So what is that all about?
Yeah.
Well, we wish we knew.
Well, take us back to that first date. Tell us all about it.
Well, we met up at this cool restaurant and had some drinks before we got a table for dinner, and we talked the whole time. I mean, I was funny and she was laughing. I thought it was perfect. And yeah, the night ended with a small peck on the cheek, but that was it. You know, I don't really get it.
All right. Did you peck her on the cheek or did she peck you on the cheek?
I pecked her on the cheek.
Okay, got it. All right. That's good to know. Can you think of anything, Austin, that might have gone wrong during the date? Anything at all?
Honestly, nothing. I've been racking my brain and I tried to make sure the night went perfectly. Mm-hmm. And yeah. As far as I know, it did. She was happy.
Was there any, like, when you gave her a little kiss on the cheek or whatever, how did she react to that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a... We had walked out to the parking lot. It was a brief peck on the cheek. Yeah. We hugged, and, you know, she got into her car, and I walked over to my car, and that was it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just get Morgan on the phone. We'll call her if she answers. Agrees to come on our show and give us those answers. Hopefully, we'll get some resolution here for you, Austin. Who knows? Get you to a second date with Morgan. So I want you to hang on. We're going to play a song. Come right back in 3 minutes with the conclusion of Second Date Update with Austin and Morgan next here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Austin would love to see Morgan again. Here he is telling us about their first date.
Well, Morgan and I, we went on a really nice date, and we had a great time, but then she ghosted me. So what is that all about?
Yeah.
Well, Austin would love to know, and the only way to find out is to call Morgan and see if she'll tell us.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Morgan available?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Morgan. Yes, this is not a sales call. Everything's fine. We got to tell you, we're on the radio right now because it's Thunder and PT calling from 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Morgan.
And that's PT, and I'm Greg. And we are calling to ask you, Morgan, about a recent date you went on with a gentleman named...
Wait, what?
Yeah, okay, so...
You're the radio call?
Yeah, so we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And we are calling you in regards to a date you went on a week or two ago with a gentleman named Austin. Do you remember? You remember that evening?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
So Austin contacted us because he would like to know why you haven't returned any of his calls or messages since that first date.
He wants to see you again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, he just planned everything, and it was maddening.
Okay, so Austin,
he planned the date?
Was it a little too structured for you, or what? Can you kind of elaborate? Can you tell us what you mean?
he was like checking his watch the entire time. The entire time.
All right.
And when I asked him why, he was just like, I just wanted to make sure I get home at 9 p.m. sharp. That's what he kept saying.
Okay. So
but he wouldn't tell me why.
Did you feel you deserved an answer? Obviously, like, hey, what, you know, you got something else going on, or you thought maybe you had another date, or what?
Yeah, it was like something like that, because it was just so very shifty or something.
Okay, listen, Morgan, we're not trying to stretch this out any longer than it needs to be, but we've got Austin on the other line because we had him hold on in case you answered. If we just brought him in here so we could ask him,
Let's see what the deal was with him trying to be home by 9.
Like, yeah, maybe he'd tell us.
Maybe there's an explanation.
Right, you know? What the reason was for him having to be home at 9. But I want to know more, like, why he couldn't tell you. Aren't you curious?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be really awkward, but I am actually really curious.
Okay.
Why did he
come? Yeah. All right, hold tight. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Stay right there.
Okay.
Hey, Austin, can you hear me?
Hey,
Austin, were you able to hear? We got a hold of Morgan. Were you able to hear her? We were talking to her off the air and was she about this 9 o'clock issue.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan.
Hey. So, what's the deal? Like, why did you have to be home at 9? Like, did you have another date or something?
No, that's not it. But it's personal.
Okay, well, Austin, like, a second date kind of depends maybe, I guess, for Morgan is kind of the sticking point, so it might be important for her to know if you would just tell us why you needed to be home. Is it, unless it's incredibly embarrassing or so personal, is it something about your health, or is it a loved one, or somebody you're taking care of, or what?
Yeah.
Fine, I'll tell you. Okay. All right. I have a scheduled time that me and my friends, we meet online to play Call of Duty, and, you know, I thought I could squeeze in a date before our game, but, you know.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, now do you see why I didn't want to tell you?
Yes, I see, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I knew you would say that. That's why I didn't say anything.
Well, of course I would say that. You couldn't focus on a first date with someone because you had to go play a video game?
It's important to me. It's not just a video game.
It's a video game. Can't you, like, press pause on it?
You can play press pause on Call of Duty? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
But
Morgan, don't you see, he had made a commitment, you know, not to continue the date. He had to be somewhere by 9 o'clock, and whatever the reason was, it was important to Austin to be back home because he had made this commitment to his friends. Don't you think that's a good a good quality in somebody?
Yeah, sure, but what about the commitment that he made with me for a date?
Yeah.
I thought I could do both.
Did you let her know at the time that you had to, you know, before the date? Like, what time did the date start? Like, at 6, 7 o'clock, and you had to be somewhere?
Yeah, we got to the restaurant around 6:30. Yeah.
Austin, do you want to see Morgan again?
I thought we had a great time.
Morgan, after hearing the explanation about the video game, do you want to see Austin again for a second date?
No. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, the video game thing is weird to you. Okay. Well, listen, what do you think, PT?
It's a tough curfew, I guess. I mean, I love the honoring the commitment to your friends, but just, you know, tell them, hey, you can't make this one. I got a date. You know what I mean? I got to see about a girl.
And you don't like what the commitment was for. That was more, the video game was more important than you, and I can understand that, Morgan, but it was a first date. But listen, we wish you all the best. And
thanks for being on.
And we sometimes say it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
So here's the thing. He's honoring a commitment, which I think people are good with. It's
agreed.
Just what it was, right? It's what the commitment was.
According to Morgan, it's because he
was
left
a video
her
game, you know,
for a video game.
But what if he was meeting his friends out for, you know, whatever, to play, you know, cards or something?
That might have been okay. We didn't get a chance to ask her. Who do you kind of side with on this Second Date Update, Morgan or Austin? Please let us know. Did we handle that one right? 612-428-1029. We always love to know what you think. My baby on a Birkin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.